Praise the Lord, people of God. Good morning. This is a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Holy Scriptures tell us that. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of John chapter 15, verse 9. These are the very words of Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain or abide in my love. Isn't that beautiful? As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Now remain in my love. Why did Jesus say so? Because he knew that in the end time days, this will happen, that many, many people will fall away from the love of God, fall away from loving one another, and will not realize that with animosities, jealousies, envies that invade our minds and our hearts, we need to guard ourselves, preserve ourselves, protect ourselves from the vice of the enemy. And how do we do so? Is by filling our hearts with the agape love of Jesus, the unselfish and sacrificial love of Christ. That is what is required. And I was reading the book of 1 John chapter 4, and from verses 9 to 12, it says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." Wow. His love is perfected when we love one another. Bible, you know, is very clear. You know, if we also ought to love one another. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. How do we know God dwell in us? If our heart is not contradicting our confidence in God, that is, we know for sure that God is with us, in us, through us, because we are able to love God and we are able to love one another. And that's what is the call of the Holy Spirit this season. My dear brothers and sisters, just be encouraged and ask God. You know, we need the supernatural intervention of the Holy Spirit to actually love our enemies, to actually love our brethren and our fellow human beings. It needs a supernatural, intervention, and we need the Holy Spirit to help us. So ask the Holy Spirit today and take time to thank your Lord for his great love for you personally, a love that cannot be comprehended, but can only be gratefully accepted by faith, right? Very difficult to comprehend the love of God, but gracefully accept it in faith. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives, O God. Abba, Father, we know that many people do not had the opportunity to live this day. But, O Father, you have given us breath in our nostrils. You have blessed us. You have, O Lord God Almighty, shown us a beautiful day so that we will praise you and glorify you and live our lives in accordance to your word. And we thank you. This morning, I pray, fill our hearts with agape love. Lord, fill our bowels with compassion. Fill our mind with the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to love you. Give us the grace to love our fellow human beings in the name of Jesus. I pray, give us the grace, O Father God, to overcome every challenge and every offense and every grudge and every form of animosity from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I thank you that, Lord, we need your supernatural guidance and intervention in our hearts and in our mind, that will be led by your Holy Spirit to do and accomplish your work and your word in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. I pray that you'll bless us as a church, as a people of God. O Father, that we'll be holy unto you. This morning, as your people have stepped out into their jobs and into their businesses and into running the errands for the day, I ask for your grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, I pray you will bless them with your healing that will flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Your people will lack no good thing, those who are looking, O Father, for the needs and the wants and the desires to be fulfilled. I pray you will meet them at the point of their need and you will bless them. Because they are your heritage, you will perfect everything that concerneth their lives, and Jehovah will be glorified. We thank you and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.